Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6:45 now, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. I've asked you to text in the 504-260-1870 what your biggest concern is as it relates to coronavirus, because a lot of us, and I mentioned this yesterday, if we're not pulling in different directions, we certainly have our own interests that we're serving, with some of them political. Somebody texted in and said, I worry about all the disinformation being spread about the virus by the liberal media, especially the media lying that this new spike wasn't caused by protesters or that going out and protesting makes you immune. If any media source told you that, you need to choose your media sources a little more carefully. Another text comes in and says, I'm 71-year-old senior working part-time in a safe situation. I worry about my health and that of my family, and also if grandkids will be in school this fall. It's desperately needed, but there are so many questions about how to implement and sustain it. A lot of people worry about college football. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, do you think there will be a college football season? 65% are saying no, 35% are saying yes. A move yesterday by the, I get confused, Patrick Griess, director of the sports business program at Washington University in St. Louis. Is it the Big 12 or the Big 10?
It's the Big 10.
The Big 10, but it's got 12 teams in it, doesn't it?
I think it has more than that now. I think it's 14 or 16. We lose track after a while. There was a craziness a few years ago when they had all these conferences realigning, and some of them are probably rethinking that, at least from a practicality standpoint. I think if you're going to try to have college football, the conference-only approach makes a hell of a lot of sense. I just really have my grave doubts, given everything from insurance considerations, liability considerations, and the sheer fact that how many universities are actually, if we keep trending the way we're trending with the virus, how many universities are actually going to have classes on campus? If you don't have that, you don't have sports.
So I guess maybe we should take a step back. The Big 12 saying they're Big 10, beg your pardon, saying they were only going to play teams in the conference. That keeps it regional. It makes sense to you from a virus spreading standpoint, from a health standpoint, or from a competition standpoint, or all of it?
Really all of it. I mean, there's multiple reasons why I think it makes sense. You touched on a few of them. Travel, not only do you, minimize the amount of travel, which lessens the exposure to potential risk, but it also there's a financial component. You reduce the finances of having to travel and, play some of these non-conference games. So you've got that element of it. I think making sure everyone's kind of on the same page, I think that is important. So all of the Big Ten schools, they won't all have exactly the same protocols on their home campuses, but the likelihood of them being close to each other, at least philosophically, ideologically, in terms of how they tackle issues, is going to be similar. So they have that level of comfort. I think it makes the most sense, but boy, what a chain of events this week, right? The Ivy League essentially cancels all fall sports, for fall 2020 semester. Not surprising. They don't have as much financially at stake athletically. You see Stanford cutting 11 of 36 programs. Now, granted, some of those programs are relatively small, and they had more sports teams than most universities had in the first place. But still, that was significant to me because prior to that, over the last few months, the only schools that we actually saw cutting sports programs were the other Division I schools, the group of five schools, not the Power Five. So with Stanford doing what they did, and Stanford is kind of like an Ivy League, but they generate Power Five kind of revenues, I think you're going to see more and more schools doing it.
In all fairness, though, Stanford did have some extra rowers, did they not? We're going to take a break.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's for sure.
When we come back, we'll drill down on the football season, college football season, and the business aspect of it and how it's a lot more than entertainment. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now on WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, talking to Patrick Riesch, director of the sports business program at Washington University in St. Louis. Before we get back to the conversation about college football, Patrick, a lot of people want to get into the sports business, the actual business of sports, and they don't know how to go about it. And they tell me you're having a webinar or something to explain how it all works. How do people find out more about it if they want to take part in this?
Yeah, they can go to my website, patrickrisch.com, R-I-S-H-E. And basically, August 10th through the 14th, we're doing it through Zoom. And it's 10 hours of instruction where we're targeting high school kids that don't get high school, don't get education on the business of sports in high school. So we talk about analytics, marketing, finance, all apply to the sports industry. We had one camp in June. We had 62 kids from across the country, and we're looking to do it again. It was a lot of fun, and I look forward to doing the August camp.
And it's Patrick Riesch. Wait, how do you pronounce your last name?
Riesch, like fish. PatrickRiesch.com.
Gotcha. R-I-S-H-E.com, and you can find out more about it. So when it comes to business of sports and specifically college football, what kind of a hole could it leave in budgets? For example, financially, how important is college football to schools like LSU and Ohio State University?
Oh, well, it's massive. You're talking those particular programs, you're generating overall athletic budgets that are, $200 million. College athletics or college football in particular, you don't play games in front of fans. You're talking about $4 billion just across the Power Five schools, which is 65 schools from the main five power conferences. So this is massive, and this is why you're seeing some of the things that we're seeing. We're seeing, to this point, mostly furloughs, the leading administrators, some coaches in athletics programs taking pay cuts. And again, now we're starting to see, earlier in the summer, we saw some of the non-Power Five schools, they were cutting programs. The MAC and the Mountain West, they've canceled postseason tournaments in some of the non-revenue sports for several years down the line. That's how impactful what's happening now is on their future budgets. So I believe that with the Stanford news, that's just a foreshadowing of more Power Five schools cutting programs.
When it comes to putting on a football game, there are so many things involved besides the players. You're talking about assistant coaches who sometimes have some years on them, and I don't mean that in a negative way at all, just in terms of maybe having a target on their back for COVID. You have some that are overweight. You got others, administrators involved with the program, the people that hold the chains on the sidelines, or the referees, etc. It just seems like this challenge is huge.
Oh, well, no question. I mean, and they can kind of watch what's going on. Men's and women's professional soccer in this country have started tournaments, one in Salt Lake for the women and one for the men, Major League Soccer. We're seeing what some of the international soccer leagues are trying to do. We see what the NBA and the NHL are trying to do with these bubbles. And I think that's the big wild card, is that at least in the examples that I just shared with the soccer leagues, NBA, NHL, you're dealing with bubble situations where you have some degree of containment. What worries me, for college football in particular, more so than the NFL, is, you know, you don't have bubbles. You're putting a lot of trust and faith that the kids are going to do the right thing. And kids are kids. You know, no offense, but kids are kids. I'm out in Los Angeles right now. I spend time over at the UCLA track, and you see tons of people out there not social distancing, not wearing masks. And it's, you know, it's unfortunately part of the deal. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very challenging. I want it to happen, but I'm not optimistic.
Me neither, but I hope it does. Thank you, Patrick. Coming back, talking to Dr. Fred Lopez about the coronavirus, answering your questions, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.